Headline: Servant of God is headed for America. Sunday, April 14, 1912. Publication: The Lexington Herald. Abbas Effendi, a wise Persian with the eye of a hawk, straight as an arrow, tall, strongly built, with white turban and raiment, iron gray hair reaching almost to his shoulder, eloquent with the sacred books of all the religions of the world, will reach New York this month. Abbas Effendi, better known as Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, the servant of God, leader of the Baha'i movement and son of its founder, has spent 60 years of his life in imprisonment and exile. He was born in Tehran on May 23, 1844. His father was Mirza Hussein Ali of Noor, styled by the Bab, the reformer of Islam, as Baha'u'llah, the glory of God. At the age of 8, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas entered upon a life of poverty with his father and family, making in winter a month's journey to Baghdad, where Baha'u'llah, with his party and son, remained for 11 years, announcing himself as the promise foretold. Father and son, with their followers, were banished via Constantinople and Adrianople to the prison city of Akka in Syria, where the worst criminals of the Turkish lands were sent. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas acted as his father's secretary and bodyguard, seeing many of the visitors who came from the hundreds of thousands of followers to see Baha'u'llah. The curiosity seekers were seen by the son and the serious-minded by the father. When Baha'u'llah died in 1892, his mantle fell upon Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas. The young Turks freed the prisoners in Akka, but the leader remained there with his family until 1910, when he went to Egypt and later to London and Paris. He may go around the world. He does not accept costly gifts, but retains for himself the barest necessities. The Turkish government has made him a small allowance, and from this he gives to the poor. His followers say he sets an example of tolerance and love. It was not until he reached London that Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas would allow the photographers to snap him. As the wise man is untaught, his believers affirm that his wisdom is most remarkable. He does not claim miraculous powers. The Baha'i teachings, according to the followers of the movement, went far towards making possible the International Peace Race Congress in London last year. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas sent a paper to the Congress. The servant of God is married and has 4 daughters, 3 of whom are married. He has no sons, and after his death, the authority of the movement will be vested in boards elected by the believers. The son of a prophet, as he likes to be called, will deliver addresses in Washington before the 2nd Annual Conference of the Persian American Educational Society, and will speak in New York also.